we might be a little short of people up there now. And another thing, people that I know go up to the upriver country, to retired people, they spend their summers up there, and then they move down south to the lower 48. And that's true of a lot of northern states. The people that can leave there in the wintertime, they go down to California, Mexico, a nice climate place. And I think that the Copper River country was ideal in the summer. And so many people, it's kind of a seasonal thing. And it used to be more so than these days, but there's still a lot of seasonal things. And people who make the cold things a little bit usually spend their winters down south. And so I think there's a big potential. And we all suffer from these high rates, power rates. Our Upper Valley Electric, we've had very few power outages, and they're a very good organization. And I'm much in favor of the other side, bills 184 or 185. Thank you very much.
Well, this is Gene. Thanks a lot for being there and good comments.
It's a tough one to rock, so.
Thank you very much. Frank, are you there in Glen Allen? After Frank, we'll go to Bob Wilkinson in Glen Allen.
Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, my name is Frank Fiala. I'm the management assistant at Wrangell-St. Elias National Park and Preserve. For the record, the National Park Service is extremely interested in the Delta Glen Allen intertie as proposed in House Bill 184 and 185. First and foremost, the National Park Service has selected a site just south of Glen Allen for the construction of a major visitor center administrative building. The National Park Service has received approximately $500,000 this fiscal year by supplemental congressional appropriation to begin the planning for this facility. Initial cost estimates for the building we envision to showcase the park preserve in the Copper River Basin range from estimates to $5 to $10 million. Naturally, we are extremely interested in the long-term energy costs of this facility in terms of both electrical and fossil fuel consumption. Estimates that electrical rates will double in the next 20 years concern us, as this translates into a higher percentage of the park's base operating funds needed to support increased energy costs at the expense of other visitor services and programs. The staff at Wrangell-St. Elias National Park and Preserve is committed to develop the infrastructure necessary to support tourism in close cooperation with the local community. We are encouraging private economic development along the peripheral of the park to meet the needs of the visiting public. Opportunities for private enterprise to accommodate increasing tourism in areas of lodging, food service, service stations, and other recreational support services will rely heavily on reasonable utility costs. Continued excessive utility costs for this area will discourage and perhaps prevent private enterprise from providing these essential visitor services. Without reasonable utility rates through the long term, local economic development will be hampered in an area of considerable potential for a tourism-based economy. Lastly, legislative result number 43 from the 1989 Alaska legislative session supports the development of a visitor center for Wrangell-St. Elias National Park and Preserve to benefit the state's economy from increased tourism. The visitor center will be built and undoubtedly become a major tourist attraction for this area. As a result, the Copper River Basin can capitalize on the tourism industry only if a reliable and reasonable electric utility exists. It is our belief that the Delta Glen Allen intertie, as proposed in House Bill 184 and 185, would certainly meet that need and encourage the committee's support and endorsement of the intertie project. Thank you for the opportunity to present this testimony before your committee.
Thank you. Is Bob there in Glen Allen? There's two Bobs left.
Yes, my name is Robert Wilkinson. Thank you, Representative Finkelstein and other committee members, for giving me the opportunity to testify before the committee on House Bills 184 and 185. As a 32-year Alaska resident,
Mr. Wilkinson, there's some concerns the committee has. Now, that woman who ran into the street the other day, how did you address her? What was that term you used?
The woman you asked the question to, Lorraine.
To survive and hopefully to prosper in the future, we must build economic infrastructure for orderly development.
She's going to get her due. It's going to come.
I emphasize all of the state because currently, as we know, major developmental opportunities exist only in limited geographic areas. I believe the Northeast Intertie makes sense. and is a positive step toward development, which will benefit all Alaskans for a number of reasons. I understand the project will provide a market for excess electrical generating capacity of the rail belt area. It will also provide an opportunity for Copper Valley to sell excess energy from the Salmon Gulch project, which currently goes unused and is wasted, and will open up development along the Richardson Highway as well. Additionally, the intertie will displace millions of gallons of diesel fuel, thus improving the environment. Finally, the intertie will reduce rates, something that speaks to every resident of the Dock River Basin in Valdez.
No, it really bugs me.
As far as a small commercial consumers or business people, this may mean the very survival of their business and their lifestyle.
I'm gonna make them watch the
I hope you'll consider all Alaskans, both now and for the future of the state, and that now is really these important bills along in the process.
See, now he
thank you very much.
Thank you, Bob. Let me go, before we go back to Glenn Allen, is there anyone in Anchorage who wishes to testify who hasn't?
We have no other participants here in Anchorage.
Liz, but this is Jeff Filer in Anchorage. If I could testify just for a minute, I'd like to.
Proceed, Jeff. Make it as quick as you can, but thanks for being here.
I wanted to testify in support of House Bill 228, primarily for the conservation side. I noticed that about two-thirds of the funds that are in this bill are already directed towards utility and intertie issues. And I realize that some of the intertie issues that were brought up tonight are probably things that the state needs. But one of the things I just wanted to mention, I'm sitting here in the legislative information room and notice that there are two people in here. There are 50 4 foot four tube rest fixtures on, probably with a total kilowatt demand of about 9.2, with some fairly inexpensive retrofit, this consumption could be cut in half and would have a payback of less than 5 years. You're looking at about a 20% return on investment with that. I think along with these intertie issues, we really need to take a strong look at what kind of demand side reductions we can use to maybe either reduce the size of intertides that may be needed, or just more focus our funds on what's going to give us the best bang for our buck.
I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate your comments. That is one of the elements of House Bill 228, is that retrofitting of government buildings. And happy to note that even Representative Taylor and Zawacki are shaking their heads and agreement. Actually, that isn't true. They still don't like it.
Some insurance from his side, so he better be there.
Most of the members of the committee are shaking their head to agree with. We'll go now to Bob Sunder and Glenn Allen.
You lie well. Jeez.
I just can't resist when I'm so pretty.
I know.
Thank you, Chairman Finkelstein and committee members. I'm a board of director of Copper Valley Electric Association and been a businessman in Copper Basin for 18 years. As a businessman, I see the more things change in Alaska, the more they stay the same in the Copper Basin. And with our rates, we just discourage new users, we discourage new people from coming in, and also we discourage more usage for larger buildings, larger facilities, which we need desperately. On that, I'd like to close with saying I recommend that you pass through House Bill 184 and 185 as soon as possible. Thank you very much.
Probably.
Thank you, Bob. We'll go now to Dan Coffey in Valdez.
Dan Coffey.
Oh, not Anchorage. Isn't that? There's one in Anchorage.
Yeah, thank you. I'd like to voice my support briefly on House Bill 184 and 185.
He's a new maintenance man for school district.
I'm director of facilities for the Valdez City Schools, which
I know Coffey that should.
Which we have 865 students attending our schools here in Valdez. For these 865 students, I'm spending over $250,000 a year.
Come to think of it, we've battled.
If the
energy
in a bit
would
come in tomorrow, yeah.
Really
bad, like, really and a 5% reduction per KW, I could have another $120,000 a year to fix our leaking roofs and other infrastructure problems.
That's cool.
Reduce the number of small diesel generators scattered out through South Central.
That'd be nice.
And of course, you know the project is the size
but
of the
Different. He's talking about the other one.
Right.
You see, as you can see by the testimonies from Alaskans around the state in favor of this project, it looks like we could have even greater possibilities in the future. So I would ask that you please give us some help down here.
Thank you, Dan. Is there anyone else who hasn't testified previously on the network who'd like to testify?
Yes,
Hearing none. Say goodbye.
Well, sounds like it's not the case. Appreciate everyone attending today. Appreciate everyone who waited so long to be able to testify. Also appreciate all the efforts of the committee members who lasted through both the debate and the testimony tonight. Thank you all, and that ends this teleconference. Good night.
Oh, there's two of us.
Good night, Bill Dees and Glenn Allen.
Thank you. Good night.
I really like my joke about Zawacki and Teela nodding their heads in agreement.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Oh, and now, it looks like Senator Halpert's coming to the room. No, he's not in agreement. Whoops. Now it looks like Shelby Stassany's coming in. Oh, he's agreeing too.
And Governor Hinkle.
There's Governor Hinkle. He's agreeing too.
You know, Zawacki should go for
years.
Sorry, it's Girdwood. Proves Girdwood. Why do I miss all of these?
Your coworkers, not quite Zawacki.
Thank you.